So on Monday, Rita Lake's council passed a motion officially calling for your resignation, as well as a second vote of no confidence. I just wanted to hear your thoughts and your response to that.
Well, you're correct. I believe that this is part of an ongoing campaign to try and discredit me. And I believe the Gang of Five are clearly upset with what I have legitimately used, because I legitimately used my strong mayor's powers to cancel a Chantry office renovation in addition. I would say that this ongoing harassment of myself and my supporters on council brings only more embarrassment to the township and to themselves. Of course, I do have broad community support, and that's witnessed by my over 70% voter support in the last election over a fellow councillor that they supported. As well, I have the support and sympathy of all my fellow 12 mayors from the United Counties of Leeds and Granville. Staff also fully support my role as mayor, and of course they are caught with needing to implement the decisions of 55% of the council. And this group regularly votes down my initiatives. They ignore staff, they ignore the outside professional advice, both legal and architectural and engineering. And of course we've had multiple integrity commissioner investigations against them, and the taxpayers left to pay the bill. I think the best thing that could happen going forward would be for the province to declare all of our council seats vacant so that our public could elect a new council that would be more accountable, civil, and transparent.
Now, you've talked about this before, the province stepping in. I don't think you've officially called for it, but you have mentioned previously that this is something that you think should be explored a little bit. Do you foresee that as a possibility at all? Has there been any traction on that front?
I have not called for it previously. I have suggested that it may be an option. So I've never formally called for it, but I doubt very much that the province would do that based on what they've done with other municipalities. In other municipalities where the council, for example, refuses to meet, or there's been financial fraud and things of that nature, that's when the province has stepped in to take over the municipality or called for new elections. But this council is clearly dysfunctional. And I don't think any progress is going to be made in the balance of the term based on what I'm seeing. And the ongoing situation where we've had over 150 recorded votes, we've had, I think, 17 or 18 integrity commissioner investigations. I know that there are more underway, and it just doesn't seem to stop. And I think these people who have called for my resignation, they're the ones that need to reconsider their role and the appropriate role for elected ward politicians. And I would just simply say they cannot and will not force me to bend to their will. And I would expect that they will continue to challenge my leadership. This is not coming as a surprise to me. But I do have tremendous public support. I have staff support. I have other elected officials who are continually telling me to try to stay the course.
The one decision that seemed to have really tipped the scales, and it was already a very tense term and council, but the one thing that really seemed to knock it over the edge here was your decision to implement strong mayor powers on the Chantry office, but as well as the other reasons council listed in their decision was your second use of strong mayor powers to have staff gather the total number of recorded votes in this term, as well as the amount of integrity commissioner reports, as well as the decision to pursue pay suspensions for councillors Jeff and Paula Banks with regards to a pair of integrity commissioner reports earlier this year. The suspension was later unanimously repealed after further input, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on those other reasons they listed as their justification to pass this motion.
Absolutely. In terms of the other ones, I mean, the penalty that was imposed was an error, which was an admitted error and was immediately corrected. In fact, if we had done it the way the legislation would have suggested we could do it, the penalties to the banks, Councillor Banks, would have been higher. So they benefited from our error, okay? So I'm not sure what the concern is. I mean, as soon as we were made aware by the integrity commissioner and our staff, which if we'd have known that in advance, we would have done that whole process just a little bit differently. But there is no smoking gun there. I mean, that is just simply a situation where We were going on the basis of the information that we had. Once that information was corrected, we reversed that decision, and as a result, the banks, the two counselor banks, ended up with a much lower penalty than what I felt would have been appropriate, given the fact that they've had multiple integrity investigation complaints and violations recorded in the past.
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention, Ari?
No, I'm certainly frustrated with this council. I've been in this business over 50 years, and this is by far and away the most challenging and dysfunctional council that I've ever had to work with or for. And that's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate for the taxpayers of Rideau Lakes Township, because I've always felt that I need to put their interests first.